Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 20 July, 2025, Romans.
All right, if we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our soul. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yeah, I wish we had Magnum here this morning, because when we got in that glow, he would have been waxing eloquent. We are studying the general characteristics of the millennial kingdom. Point one, the millennium starts out with believers only, because all unbelievers are judged and removed from the earth by the baptism of fire. Point two, while the millennial kingdom starts out with believers only, many of their children will reject Jesus Christ as their Savior. And we see the result of that in Revelation 20, verses 7 to 10. Turn over to Revelation 20. Revelation 20, verses 7 to 10. Revelation 20, verse 7. When the 1,000 years are over, so this is the millennial kingdom is over at the end, when the 1,000 years of the millennial kingdom are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. In number, they are like the sand on the seashore. Now that always blows me away. I've had people, when I've given them the gospel, I've had people say, well, if Jesus Christ were here and I saw him do these things, I would believe in him. Jesus Christ in the millennial kingdom is here. He's ruling the entire earth. He is the king of the entire earth. They see him for 1,000 years. They hear fantastic, they have Bible conferences, nations from all over planet Earth come to Jerusalem to receive a Bible conference from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For 1,000 years, they see him. For 1,000 years, perfect environment. And yet, there will be as many as the sand on the seashore who reject Jesus Christ as Savior. That just blows me away. So that argument, well, if Jesus Christ were here, then I believe in him. No. He will be here, and there will be multitudes and multitudes that will not believe in him. So in number, they are like the sand on the seashore. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, Jerusalem, the city that he loved. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them. So while the millennial kingdom starts out with believers only, many of their children will reject Jesus Christ as their Savior. Point three on the general characteristics of the millennial kingdom. Point three, there will be fantastic spirituality in the millennial kingdom. Great, great spirituality in the millennial kingdom. And in the millennial kingdom, the spirituality will be characterized by ecstatics. There will be optimum spirituality among believers. Turn over to Joel. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, starting at verse 28. And afterward, after the second advent, I will pour out my Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. So there will be great, great spirituality in the millennial kingdom. Now, this spirituality includes great ecstatics. This is legitimate in the millennial kingdom. Why? Because Jesus Christ is present. He's present on the earth. By way of contrast, there are no ecstatics during the church age because Christ is absent. During the church age, the filling of the Spirit is designed to produce the fruit of the Spirit. Turn over to Galatians chapter 5. This is the purpose of the God, the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, to produce the fruit of the Spirit and to be the divine power to live the spiritual life in the church age. So during the church age, the filling of the Spirit is designed to produce the fruit of the Spirit and be the divine power for you to live that supernatural way of life, the spiritual life. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. That's virtue love. Joy, that's happiness. Peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, self-control. And against such things there is no law. So when you're in fellowship with God, you're filled with the Spirit, this is the fruit of the Spirit that's manifested in your life. And He is the divine power to live the unique spiritual life. And when you attain spiritual maturity, you have that fruit of the Spirit manifested to the maximum. And that is really beautiful to see. In the millennial kingdom, however, the filling of the Spirit has a great ecstatics effect on the body, which it does not have today in the church age. Point four. Perfect environment exists in the millennial kingdom. And the main reason, one of the main reasons why? Because Satan is bound in prison. He's not bound in prison now. He's ruling planet Earth. The ruler of planet Earth right now, since the fall of man, is Satan. But when Jesus Christ comes back at the second advent, he will be put in prison for the 1,000-year millennial kingdom. And if there's no Satan ruling planet Earth, if he's in prison, what does that mean? Who's the author of religion? Satan. Religion is a worldwide counterfeit produced, invented by Satan himself. It's the devil's ace trump. Turn over to Revelation 20. Revelation 20. Revelation 20, verse 1. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil or Satan, and he bound him for 1,000 years. Throughout the entire millennial kingdom, he is in prison. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended. And after that, he must be set free for a short time. So perfect environment exists in the millennial kingdom. Jesus Christ is ruling planet Earth. But one of the main reasons why is because Satan is in prison. Point five, because Satan is removed, there is no religion in the millennial kingdom. And that means perfect environment. Christianity, by the way, is not a religion. It's a personal relationship with the living and true God, Jesus Christ, entered into by faith in him. So there are religions all over the world. And I know some of you have heard this. I was at Washington State University, and a fella, Bill Moose, was on the football team at Washington State University. And I was asked by the football coach to go and speak to the entire football team. And so I went there, gave the gospel of Jesus Christ, gave my testimony. And Bill Moose was a tackle, offensive tackle on the football team. And he was taking a course studying the religions of the world. And I get a call in my room, and he says, Dick, I'm taking this class, the religions of the world, and my professor knows who to bring in for all the other religions, but he doesn't know who to bring in for Christianity. So I told him that you spoke to our football team, and I asked him if I could ask you and you come and teach what Christianity is. And he said, yes. I said, so will you come and teach our class on what Christianity is? I said, and this is legal? Yeah. I said, absolutely. So I went in, and the class was, they were standing up. Everybody was there. And I said, well, Bill Moose called me and told me that you all are studying the religions of the world. And he wanted to know if I would come and speak about Christianity. I said, actually, I shouldn't even be here, because Christianity is not a religion. It's a personal relationship with the living and true God entered into one way, by simple faith in Jesus Christ. So I said, there are a lot of religions out there, but all those religions are set up on systems of you got to do this and this and this and this and this and that and the other thing, and maybe you get to what they call heaven. But those are all invented by the ruler of planet Earth, which is the devil himself. But then I said, then I started to explain what Christianity was. You could hear a pin drop. They were totally locked in. And I taught, I was there for an hour. When I finished, they started raising their hand. Dick, what does the Bible say about this? Turn over here. Dick, what does the Bible say about this? Turn over here. Dick, what does the Bible say about it? And all the questions were great questions, honest. Nobody was trying to put me down. Nobody was trying to make me look bad. They were all honest, great questions. They kept me another hour. They kept me another hour, and I'm just... And they all had Bibles there, and I turn over here, turn over here, turn over here. It was absolutely fantastic. And I went out from that class, and on the way back to my dorm, my feet didn't even touch the ground. I am walking on air, and I'm talking out loud to the Father. Father! That was so great. That was so awesome. Oh, Father, I would like to do that the rest of my life. But I'm Norwegian. I had to go a few more steps before it sunk in. This is what I'm supposed to do the rest of my life. You've given me the gift of pastor teacher. First time I realized God gave me the gift of pastor teacher. I ran all the way back to my dorm, called up Pastor Breckel. I said, Pastor Breckel, you might think I'm crazy. I think I have the gift of pastor teacher. He says, Dick, you're not crazy. I know you have the gift of pastor teacher, but I couldn't tell you that. Only God can tell you that. He says, come over right now and we'll set up an application for Dallas Theological Seminary to train and prepare for the ministry. I said, yes, sir. So, because Satan is removed, there is no religion in the millennial kingdom, and that means perfect environment. Point six. The Lord Jesus Christ will rule planet Earth in the millennial kingdom. There will be perfect environment. Now, it's just interesting. We're in Zechariah on Tuesday night class, and in Zechariah we're studying the millennial kingdom and perfect environment and all that's involved in it. And so I encourage you to... I'm not going to repeat all of the, well, I'll repeat them, but I'm not going to turn to the passages. We studied these characteristics in the millennial kingdom in Zechariah chapter 2. So I'll just give you what they are, but and give you the verses. You can look them up. We already studied that, except for one. I said I was going to save the one in Romans 8 where we are. So, the Lord Jesus Christ will rule planet Earth in the millennial kingdom, and there will be phenomenal characteristics of perfect environment, including one, there will be universal peace on planet Earth in the millennial kingdom. And I'll give you these passages. Please look them up. We did this in Zechariah just last week. Isaiah 2 verse 4, Hosea 2 verse 18, Micah 4 verse 3. Universal peace, Isaiah 2:4, Hosea 2:18, Micah 4:3. Secondly, there is universal prosperity in the millennial kingdom. Psalm 72, verse 7 and verse 16. Psalm 72, verse 7 and 16. Universal prosperity in the millennial kingdom. Third, there will be universal knowledge of God. Universal knowledge of God. Isaiah 11:9, Jeremiah 31:31-34, Hebrews 8:10-11, Hebrews 10:15-16. There will be universal knowledge of God. Fourth characteristic, there will be longevity in the human race. Longevity. Some people will live the entire 1,000 years. Isaiah 65 verse 20. Isaiah 65 verse 20. There will be perfect health. Perfect health in the millennial kingdom. And the only reason people will die is because of capital punishment. Not because of disease. There will be longevity in the human race. Fifth characteristic, there will be perfect world government under the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfect world government. And there will also, along with that, the delegation of authority. Jesus Christ will delegate authority to invisible heroes of the church age. And hopefully you're some of those invisible heroes. He will delegate authority to invisible heroes of the church age to rule the nations. Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. Zechariah 14, verse 9. Revelation 2, verse 26. Revelation 2, 26, Isaiah 11, 1 and 2, Zechariah 14, 9. So there will be perfect world government under the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will delegate authority to invisible heroes, winner believers of the church age, to rule nations in the millennial kingdom. Sixth, there is perfect objectivity in the administration of justice. There will be perfect justice. Jesus Christ will rule the entire world with perfect justice, and that is a great blessing for those people who have, well, they are destitute or needy. He will treat them with absolute perfect justice. Perfect objectivity in the administration of justice. Psalm 72, verses 12 to 14. Psalm 72, 12 to 14. Seventh characteristic, Israel is regathered and restored as the client nation to God in the millennial kingdom. Israel is regathered and restored as a client nation to God in the millennial kingdom. Zechariah 10, verses 6 through 8. Zechariah 10, 6 through 8. Okay, now that there's one I kept, I didn't go in the passages because I knew I was going to be teaching this on Sunday, today, Romans 8. 19 to 22. So there will be perfect environment for creation, nature. Perfect environment in nature. In our passage that we are studying, Romans 8, 19 to 22, let me give you the corrected translation. We haven't exegeted all the way through here, but let me give you all of it, verses 19 to 22. For the confident expectation of creation, nature, waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. That's us coming back, the bride of Christ at the second advent. For the creation was subjected to futility at the fall of man, against its own will, but because of the one, God the Father, who has subordinated it, nature, on the basis of the hope, the absolute confidence of the second advent, the revealing of the sons of God in the millennial kingdom. Verse 21, therefore, even the material universe, nature, will also be set free from corrupting slavery and brought safely into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Verse 22, for we have learned the Bible doctrine in the past with the result that we know Bible doctrine now in the present, namely, that the entire realm of nature groans together with us in corrupting slavery and suffers the pains of childbirth with us until now and from now on, until the second advent. So here we, that's the first groan, the groan of nature. Now let's take a look at some of these other passages. Turn over to Isaiah. Isaiah 35. So there will be perfect environment in nature. Plant and animal life will abound. Plant and animal life will abound in the millennial kingdom. Isaiah 35, 1 and 2. The desert and the parched land will be glad, happy. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. So this is plant and animal life. Isaiah 35, 1 and 2. Now look at Isaiah 35, starting at 6b. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. There'll be a lot of water in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground, bubbling springs in the haunts where jackals once lay. Grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And then that's plant and animal life abound. And then animals will lose their ferocity in the millennial kingdom. Animals will lose their ferocity. Turn to Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. Animals will lose their ferocity in the millennial kingdom. We start at verse 6. The wolf will live with the lamb. They're going to be buddies. The wolf will live with... He's not living with them to eat him. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and the infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand in the viper's nest, and they will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Animals lose their ferocity. Turn over to Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65, verse 25. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. But dust will be the serpent's food, and they will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. See, Isaiah 65, verses 17 to 25 is giving characteristics of the millennial kingdom. So there will be perfect environment in nature. Creation is released from the curse of the fall of man, Romans 8, 19 to 22. Plant and animal life abound, and animals lose their ferocity. All right. Well, that's a good start. Point 7 is where we're going to start next time. So next time, all right, with our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. We thank you for the privilege we have this morning of fellowshipping with you through the study of your word. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.